He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Hey, hello everyone and welcome. My name is Don Bain, and of course, I am the Gadget Professor coming to you live and certainly in color from our Scottsdale, Arizona studio. Welcome everyone. We are on show 322. Have a really cool gadget for you today. Let's take a quick peek at this. This is a Bluetooth device. It's the Teotronix Bluetooth. This is a 4.1 transmitter and receiver. A little different than the usual mix of these Bluetooth gadgets. This one is both a transmitter and a receiver, and it works pretty well. But before we get into that, I'd like to welcome everyone. If you're new to the Gadget Professor, welcome. If you're old, well, welcome back. If you would like to watch the show, the easiest way actually to watch it would be to go our beautiful, incredible webpage and just go to www.thegadgetprofessor.com and you can watch the show there. You can certainly watch it on iTunes or pretty much anywhere else that there's a browser. You can always watch the Gadget Professor show. Also, if you'd like to subscribe to our show notes, that's pretty easy to do. Again, just go to the webpage, and when you get there, if you scroll down, it says important pages, and if you click right there and put your email address in, every Thursday evening, as soon as the show is finished, you will get for free, no pun intended, for free, all the information that we talked about, and everything will be hot links, so you don't have to take any notes. So it's pretty handy to have those show notes, and you're going to get them first. And then last but not least, if you'd like to email me, you can do that 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. That's thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com, and I always love hearing from you about your gadgets or your technical questions, and I do definitely try to answer all my email. Okay, let's check this gadget out. As I said, it's the Teotronix Bluetooth device, and here it is here. This device is actually a Bluetooth 4.1 transmitter and receiver, and it has a very low latency audio reproduction rate, if you will. And what latency refers to is any kind of delay. So if you're dealing with any kind of a video equipment or transmitting equipment, both video and audio or any combination thereof, if you hear the word latency, that means delay. And some devices that don't have good latency, you'll hear the music, and then a couple seconds later, you'll realize from the original transmission to what you hear, there's a delay. That's called latency. Same thing with video. In fact, if you are watching TV from a broadcast channel, from like let's say satellite TV or even cable TV, opposed to watching it on a antenna that brings in the local station, there is a delay, which is sometimes called latency. So in any event, this particular device has little or no latency that I can detect. Okay, what are you going to use this for? Well, that's a good question. This is a device that you would hook in to either receive or send and make your device a Bluetooth. That's correct. It will make any device that's not Bluetooth, Bluetooth. So you're saying, how does it do that? Well, right here you have a pin connector, all right? And this will work on the output or the input of any device. For example, if you have a set of really nice speakers, and some of you dudes who are watching this show have some really old speakers and amplifiers, and you'd love to be able to have them receive the Bluetooth signal from a tablet or from a smartphone, it really doesn't matter. So any device that's going to output sound or music, or pretty much it has to have a headset jack. So let's just say you want to stream from your laptop or from your smartphone, or maybe from a radio that you have. Maybe some people still have transistor radios. Whatever, as long as it has a headset jack on it, okay, an output jack for your headset, you can use this device. And the way this works is very simple. You are going to take this device and you will plug it into that headset jack. And here's the part that's kind of critical. You have to put this on. You'll see this little switch here. It says TX. That stands for transmit. and RX for receive. So if you want to transmit, you better make sure that that's on the TX mode. If you want to receive, you better make sure that that's on the RX or receive mode. So let's go back to our initial scenario where you have an amplifier that's connected to some speakers and you want to send a Bluetooth signal, let's say from your smartphone. So what you would do is you would put this device on receive because that's what you want to do. So that's now switched to receive. You're going to plug this device into the input, any input channel on your amplifier, and then all you're going to do is turn the device on, and it's very simple. There's a little on and off switch here. You're just going to press this down for about 5 seconds, and then you're going to release it, and you'll see that it's blinking both blue and red. Well, once that's blinking blue or red, all you have to do at that point is just wait, because as you transmit the music, this will automatically pair and go solid blue, actually blinks blue, and there you go. Your receiver is now Bluetooth capable, and it works really, really well. The fidelity is good. There's no latency. Really handy device. Now let's take the reverse scenario where you actually want to transmit to your headphone. I have a couple Bluetooth headsets that are really nice, and I have a couple, actually I think last week I reviewed those ear sets, and I have both those, you know, one in each ear, and now I want to receive something. So again, I will put this into a output jack, let's say a speaker jack, or typically it's a headphone jack or a line out jack, let's say on my smartphone. And actually, the smartphone's Bluetooth, so why bother? Let's say I want to put it on a radio. That's a more practical example. So if I have a radio, and actually I have an internet radio that I like a lot. So if I plug this device, once again, if I plug this into the speaker jack, okay, or your line out or your headset jack, whatever you want to call it. And now I want to put this on transmit. So I'm going to go over here. And now I've clicked this to transmit, and you're going to set it up the same way. You'll hold this for 5 seconds, and again, it will start to blink. And then all you have to do, oddly enough, is just put your headset into pair mode, and within 30 seconds, it will automatically pair. You don't have to set anything. It automatically realizes that this is the Bluetooth signal, and bam, there it goes. So this worked the first time, every time. It really is a pretty much fail-proof. I haven't had one problem with it. I've tried to transmit and receive on a number of different devices. It's really small, and it works quite well. Now, you do have to charge this, so let's take a look. Right here, you'll see that it needs to be charged, and there's the jack. It's a mini USB, nothing special, and it actually comes with the cable. So you want to charge that up for a few hours. The charge lasts for quite some time, so that's really not an issue. I got up to about 11 hours on one charge, so that's nice. Of course, this light will light up when it's charged to indicate that it's fully charged. Also, they give you another set of jacks here where you can actually plug your 3.5 millimeter jack into this, and if you have RCA inputs on an amplifier, there you go. So it does come with a adapter. This also comes with a very simple to follow instruction guide, and I'll tell you, it's really a very, very useful device. Let's take a look at the website. It says that it's let's pop me up there. Low latency, which we talked about. This streams high fidelity, lag-free stereo sound in the transmitter mode, and it's low latency compatible receiver. So if anybody, if the Bluetooth is modernized 4.1, this will work extremely well. This also will pair with two devices, which is really cool. So you can pair this up to like receivers, headphones, or speakers simultaneously. That's really a cool thing. So if you have two different systems that you want to both transmit to, or two different systems that you want to receive to, this will do it. Now you're saying, why would I want to do that? Perfect example is, if let's just say you're on a plane and someone's watching a movie. Well, you put this in the speaker jack, all right, your line out jack, your speaker jack of your smartphone, your tablet, whatever it may be, and you and a friend of yours has a Bluetooth set, you'll now be able to pick up the sound wirelessly through the Bluetooth. So Very, very handy device. It streams while charging, so you can actually have this plugged in and use the device. Wireless audio reproduction is kept on an even keel while it's charging, so the current that this will take to charge does not affect the transmission or the receiving of the signal that this does. Unlimited Bluetooth functionality, transmitter, TX turns, non-Bluetooth, TV, PC, CD, MP3, MP4 player, or iPod into a Bluetooth transmitter while pairing with a Bluetooth stereo receiver, and it works perfectly. So if you're looking for something that works well and is actually fairly economical, this is $28, call it $29 on Amazon. Amazon Prime, so it's filled the same day if you're a Prime member. This works really, really well. I'm really pleased with it. Another use for this is, and this is a cool thing, so if you have a TV set, even a modern TV set, and you are actually trying to listen to it in a headset so you don't drive everybody nuts and you don't want to have a wire coming out of the back of your TV, all you got to do is plug this in the line out or headset jack for your TV. Typically, the line outs could be either a 3.5 millimeter jack like this, or they could be two RCA jacks like that. If that's the case, you're just going to plug this. Again, you have to be on the output of the TV, and now it will make your TV sound output to Bluetooth. Put on a set of Bluetooth headsets, boom, only you are going to hear the sound, and your wife or your girlfriend will love you for that, and you could blast it as loud as you want. So definitely a handy device. Yes, they make a lot of them out there. There's a lot that are cheaper, but I don't know if you're going to find one that both transmits and receives and works really well, has no latency, excellent fidelity, and just works and works and works like this Teotronics one. So really cool device. Definitely check that out. If you have questions about it, just call me. Also, to turn this off, you're just going to, let's go back to camera two here. To turn this off, you're just going to hold this down for like 2 seconds and release it, and there you go, the lights are off, and pretty much that's all there is to it. So I really like this, and there's a lot of different things you can do with this device, both transmit and receive Bluetooth signals. So check it out. All right, let's get into some apps of the day. This app is for the younger folks, unless you're an older folk who's really into music. This is a beat maker, and it works on both the Android platform and the iOS, and essentially it's called NodeBeat. Excuse me. And what you do with this is you actually create your own beats, or it will do things automatically for you. So anyone who's into music will really like this. Your kids will go crazy with this. So again, if you're looking for an app that's free, that works on both the Droid platform and the iOS, NodeBeat is definitely it. And it's a very cool app. It works real well. I did put it on my smartphone. It worked well, and I tested it out, and now I have taken it off because I just don't have time to listen to the beats. So, all right, here's another great app. This is a lot of fun. This is called Photo Poster Pro. Again, this is available for both on iTunes, your iOS, and for the Droid operating system. This app is just fun to use. It's what else can I tell you? Basically, it's going to allow you to select different formats, designs that are pre-configured, and make posters out of them. So you can pick three photographs, and they give you a million templates. They're all at a slant. One's vertical, two's on the side. But if you're looking for something to really jazz up and share your photos with, or if you're kind of in the advertising mode or PR market, and you want to show three things, like a doctor, a lawyer, and an Indian chief, you can select from your photos and set these up to a pre-formatted template. Click the button, and boom, away it goes. Also, you can do stickers and text. Really a very versatile, one of the better photo poster apps out there that makes it ridiculously easy to do. It's going to set you back a whole $3, but if you're into that type of artwork and graphics, again, to add text, to add artwork, and to create a really cool collage, you're not going to find a better app out there than this one, and I've tried a lot of them. It's really worth the $3. All right, here's another app I can't say enough about. Again, this is available on iTunes and also for the Droid operating system. It's called Photo Scanner for Me. Ever thought of digitizing your parents' old photos? Want to share your childhood memories on Facebook? attacked with personal message from friends asking to share Polaroid photos from your last trip. This is a fast, reliable, and easy to use scanner right in your smartphone or your tablet device. This will do some amazing things. One of the things that it will do that I really like about this app is you can actually scan in multiple photographs. That's right. You point your camera at a photograph and let the app make the scan, and you can do multiple photographs. You can do facial recognition, and it's very simple to scan multiple photographs. This will also easily organize your groups and your scans, so you can create albums, which is a neat thing. So it actually is an organizer. Automatic photo enhancement. So if you have some photos, particularly the Polaroids that look like, this has enhancement circuitry in it, software in it rather, that will enhance your photograph and bring up the colors, the contrast, and really make them look good. So very, very handy app, great for sharing photos. This is totally free, so at least give it a try. And I know everybody out there has photographs, the prints that they want to share, and you know what? It really makes sense to scan in all your old photos, because in time they will disintegrate. They really will, because of the exposure to the air, the humidity, the heat, whatever it may be. So you may think that those photographs are going to be crisp and in color forever. And you know what? 10, 15, 20, 30, 40 years goes by real quick. Trust me. So it's a nice project to scan in all your photos. And now it's free. You don't have to pay someone to do it. And I'm telling you, this app does a great job of enhancing the photos and saving them in digital format for you forever. So you definitely want to check. You want to definitely check that out. All right. This app I happened to use actually yesterday. It's called Extra Voice Recorder. This is primarily for the iPhone folks. It's an iPhone app or a tablet app. And what I like about this is it's a recording application. So I was actually in a meeting, and I was recording the meeting and taking notes at the same time. But when the meeting was done, I was able to go back to add notes to that particular part of the recording that I was listening to, and also add photos. So the ability to enhance the audio recording with photos and notes is a very nice function of this particular app. 3D touch menu supports the quick start for start and stop of the recording. The ability to change the playback speed, which is really nice, because particularly when you're at a meeting and I'm playing it back, I don't want to listen to everything, so I can actually speed this up, and you'll be surprised. Your brain actually processes this at 2 and actually 3 times the speed. You'll get used to that. So this app allows you to fast forward, if you will, in real time and get to the spot that you want. And the ability to save photos to the camera roll and actually sync them up where your notes are. Pretty cool app, no question about it. This one's going to set you back $2, but you'll use it once, and it's $2. Definitely $2 well spent for sure. Now, I frequently get questions. Well, I shouldn't say frequently. I frequently get this question asked. Where can I get some kick butt wallpapers? And I don't have any money. I'm broke. And this is an app that is going to be tough to beat. One, because it's free. Go to your Google Play Store and check this app out. This is Wallpaper HD, and guess what? Not only is it high def, but it gives you 4K backgrounds. Yeah, and these things are really nice. I mean, you get some crazy high quality, high tech photos that just pop off your phone, and they're totally free. I will tell you that the free version does have an occasional ad, but even so, that said, these backgrounds are really cool, and they're definitely definitely fun to watch. We have a lot of apps today, so this next one I highly recommend. This app is called UC Browser, and if you're using your phone, your Droid phone, or your iOS, this is called the UC Browser, and what this does is it gives you fast, private, and secure use of your information. Over 15 million people use this. What I really like about it is, as you can see here in this picture, you can actually move a video around to any portion of the window that you want, and the built-in player that's right in this browser plays a million different formats. So it's really a handy browser to have. UC Browser is a free web browser. I'm sorry, it's primarily for the Android devices. I mentioned that it's for the iOS. It's not. It's primarily for the Android devices with fast download, data saving. I love this piece. It's ad blocking functionality, and it really works well. This helps you to access music, video, cricket information with a very smooth, seamless background. And what I like about it is it's extremely fast, and I have several Droid devices that I use, and I didn't think there'd be that much difference in the speed in which it accesses and downloads the information, but it's noticeably better. It really is. The other thing that I liked about it is this UC browser has a nighttime mode, and believe me, there's a big difference between a browser that doesn't have a nighttime mode and a browser that does. So just for those two features alone, the ability to have a nighttime browser and this capability of putting that window up there for your video, it's really, really cool. And they also have a Facebook mode, which enhances your Facebook experience. So if you have an Android operating system, definitely check this out. I guarantee you, you're going to stick with this browser and not use the other browser. I'm telling you, it's that good. And now for the last app, again, this is for the Android folks. This one is a must-have, and it's free. I don't know why you wouldn't want this, but this is an app that basically will allow you to transfer files wirelessly. This is recommended by PC World, Lifehacker, CNET, Gizmodo, XDA. It's really a cool app. It's called AirDroid. And AirDroid allows you to access and manage your Android phone or tablet from Windows, Mac, okay? Actually, it does work on Linux. It will access all your technology and your media and your websites. It's really very cool. You can manage your calls, your SMS, and app notifications you allowed mirrored to a large computer screen you are focused on. So you actually can reflect or mirror what's on your Droid operating system to your Mac or your PC in real time. You can type with the full physical keyboard because you're on your mainframe or your laptop. It really doesn't matter. You can do things. You can transfer things faster without looking for a cable, because it does it wirelessly. And you control your Android from your computer and use any apps on the computer like WhatsApp, WeChat, and Line. And it's not required to root your device. So here are a bunch of things that you can do, including record your screenshot, speed boost. It's going to clean your memory and boost the phone speed. All kinds of crazy things that will locate your phone when it's lost. If you're ever going to try a new app and you have a Droid operating system, AirDroid will allow you to remote access and use your files from another PC or Mac or Linux operating system. I got to tell you, it is just hands down one of the most versatile apps available that allows you to basically work in harmony with your PCs or your laptops, whether they're Mac or Windows operating system. So I hope you enjoyed today's show. I enjoyed bringing it to you, and right now I have to fix a sink, and I will be back next Thursday. Thank you so much for tuning in. See everybody next Thursday. So long from the Gadget Professor.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain,
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.